Chapter 17. 2 nights later, Noah sat at the end of the counter at Lizzie and Fitz, watching as Paige went about the nightly routine of closing up her shop. He watched her efficient movements, the little frown lines that appeared on her face when she concentrated, and felt a pang of affection for her. How often did he tell her how proud he was of her? She'd taken their grandfather's old bookstore and made it into a cozy and comfortable spot for locals to indulge in their love of books and coffee and conversation. And she'd done it without any help from him, he realized, with another kind of pang. She likely wouldn't have accepted his help anyway, but he probably should have at least offered to help her. Fitz, the pudgy, ebony-furred half of the feline duo for which the store was named, wound his way around Noah's ankles, arching his back and looking up at Noah with a mildly inquisitive meow. Noah reached down to scratch his neck, and the cat purred. Fitz obviously knew it was almost time to head upstairs with Paige for the night. He just wasn't great at knowing which one of these humans Paige was. Lizzie was a little smarter. She was waiting patiently on the bottom stair that led up to Paige's apartment, gazing across the room at Paige with cool green eyes, as if to say, "The cat food is up there," in case you forgot. "You're quiet tonight," Paige said, glancing sidelong at him as she stacked dog-eared books, the ones people left lying around the shop after they finished their coffee. "You okay?" He smiled at her. "We SP again?" She smiled back. "I think anyone could tell something's on your mind. You're sitting there looking all, I don't even know, pensive or something. It's weird." "Weird?" he laughed. "Yeah," she laughed with him. "Weird for you, anyway. I'm not used to seeing you actually thinking about something." He angled his head down and away, shaking it in mock disgust. So heartless, so cruel. She pouted and had the grace to look remorseful. She came to the edge of the counter and stood in front of him, resting her elbows on the polished wood. "You know what I mean. Come on," she cajoled him. "What's on your mind?" "What do you remember about me in high school?" he asked, surprising himself. He hadn't known he was going to say that. Hadn't even known he'd been thinking about it. Paige was equally surprised. She straightened up slightly, eyebrows aloft. "High school? You're thinking about high school? Why?" He shrugged, starting to play with a stray bookmark. It was thick cardboard and had a black and white photo of some old dude with round glasses and some quote that was apparently inspirational. He picked at the edges with his thumbnail. "Just wondering," he said. "No reason." "You were kind of a doofus," Paige shrugged, "but the girls thought you were cute." "Is that it? I didn't take a survey. What's this about, anyway?" "Nothing," he said. "It's just I hear that word a lot, even now." "What, cute?" she asked, frowning. "Of course you still hear it. You're still cute." He smiled. "No, I meant doofus. I've heard that a few times recently, and I just wondered, who's calling you a doofus?" Paige demanded, folding her arms across her chest. She could call him a doofus with impunity, it seemed, but no one else could. Twin sister's prerogative. "Look, it's nothing, really," he said, straightening up and stretching out his sore back. "I just don't know if I'm ever going to shake this slacker dude image people have of me, and I'm not sure where that came from." "Slacker dude?" Her eyes narrowed and her expression darkened. "Noah, what's going on? Who's been putting these ideas in your head?" He had to stop this, he realized. An uncomfortable feeling buzzed through him, like he was a cow that had grazed too close to the electrified fence. Paige was looking at him so sternly, he knew he had to say something to get out from under her scrutiny. "Just a girl, it's nobody," he said, as offhandedly as he could manage. "Someone I ran into again recently, no big deal. She mentioned what a doofus I'd been in high school, and it got me thinking, that's all." Paige regarded him speculatively, as if not quite buying this story, but not wanting to press him further. She was about to say something when commotion behind them made her turn around. Bill Peterson and Mrs. J had bustled up to the counter. Noah hadn't even realized they were in the store, but there they were, emerging from the back shelves with stacks of books in their arms and scowls on their faces. Seeing the two mortal enemies together was a bit jarring, and Noah wondered if another scuffle might break out. Hey, Mr. Peterson, how you doing? He asked brightly. Feeling better these days?
I'm fine, Mr. Peterson grumbled. Well, thanks to this one here.
Oh, stuff it, Mrs. J huffed, dropping her pile of books on the counter with a thud. Bill Peterson followed suit, dropping his pile of books beside hers with an even louder thud. Paige smiled at Noah, and then turned to look at the two towers of books balanced precariously before her. Wow, that's a lot of books, she said, turning her head slightly to read the titles. What's the occasion, guys?
It was her idea,
Bill Peterson said, waving a dismissive hand toward Mrs. J.
She started it.
I only said maybe I'd read a few Sherlock Holmes just to prove you wrong. I never said you had to do the same with Mrs. Christie.
I never said you did, his voice rose. Wasn't my fault we had the same idea at the same damn time.
You could start with one book, Paige offered, sifting through the hardbacks. Not that I don't appreciate the business, of course, but there's enough here to keep you busy till Christmas.
You saying I can't keep up with her?
Bill Peterson narrowed his eyes at Paige and winked.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Bill, knock it off.
Mrs. J handed her credit card over to Paige. Just ring them up, dear, before this nitwit makes me change my mind. Paige laughed and rang up their purchases, which came to an eye-watering amount as far as Noah was concerned. Let them keep fighting, he thought, if their petty squabbles helped out his sister's business. The two left together, swinging the canvas book bags Paige gave out with every purchase, irritation bristling between them like an electric current. Noah turned to Paige and shook his head, but she just rolled her eyes and laughed. So where were we? She said, elbows down on the counter in front of him again. Something about... I'm really proud of you, he said suddenly, and took her hands in his. I don't think I've ever told you, but I am. You really made something special here, with this place. She looked at him for a moment, as if waiting for the punchline. But when none came, her features softened, and she squeezed his hands, dipping down to drop a kiss on his fingers. Thank you, Noah. It's really sweet of you.
I mean it, he said earnestly. This place is like the heart of this town, and it's all down to you. I know Grandpa would be so proud of you, too.
She pursed her lips, with that adorable little downward curve he knew meant she was trying not to get too sappy. This is when she'd usually punch his arm, or call him a doofus herself, but every now and then she let a real feeling simply exist between them. He knew he'd never find a better time to say the rest of what he wanted to say. I'm sorry I never helped you with this, he said. Or offered, I mean. I guess I always thought you wanted to do it on your own. Absolutely, she said. This was my dream, not yours. Besides, it's not like you haven't done your share for this town. She paused and tilted her head to the side as she regarded him. Are you having second thoughts about Panama?
No, not at all, he said, sitting back and pulling his hands away from hers. It was nice to hold his sister's hand for a minute, but after a while it started to feel weird. I mean, I'll miss you, of course.
Of course, she repeated. That goes without saying. But no, it's not that. I'm really glad people respect you and appreciate you for everything you've done. I think I went wrong there somewhere, and I thought if anyone would tell me face to face that I actually am a doofus and should just embrace it, well, it would be you. She laughed. I would, too. Good thing you're not. He looked down then, wishing he could ask her outright what he really wanted to know. Maybe if he worded it carefully enough, maybe if he asked her if any of her friends, Katie included, had ever said anything to her about him. No, he thought, dismissing the idea. Her WSP was way too strong not to see right through that. To answer your question about high school, she said, pausing to lift her long hair off the back of her neck and hold it in a ponytail, rolling her neck around as if to relax it. The people I knew thought you were a fun-loving guy, but also really mature in some ways. Like with the EMT stuff, you were the only kid in school doing anything serious like that. The rest of us were goofing off at the lake, and you were learning how to pry people out of cars. He scoffed. I didn't do any of the prying, but I guess I know what you mean. And I know you were doing it because of Dad. I think everyone knew. She released her hair and reached out and touched his arm again. He felt that dull ache in the pit of his stomach whenever he thought of his father and that terrible time in their lives.
He couldn't look at her, as much as he was eating up what she was saying. Was he really this pathetic, needing reassurance from his sister, of all people? But because you were doing such grown-up things, it was understandable you needed to be a goofy kid sometimes, too, she went on. That's what Mom used to say, if I complained about you. Which I did, she said sheepishly. A lot. He smiled and ducked his head to hide a laugh. And honestly, Noah, who wasn't a doofus in high school? You were a good-looking, easygoing kid. No one thought you should settle down with a serious girlfriend or anything like that. So the girls thought I was a player? He asked before he could stop himself. Luckily, Paige just laughed. No, I wouldn't go that far. Geez, Noah, that was a long time ago. I don't even know why it matters now. Oh, it doesn't, he said, offhandedly. Like I said, I was just thinking about it. Tell me who said these things to you, and I will straighten her out, Paige said, holding up a little fist like she was any kind of threat. And that's when the doorbell jingled, and Kate Malone breezed in. She moved quickly, a gust of warm evening air swirling in with her. She wore a wraparound dress of deep maroon, some clingy fabric that hugged her curves and made every part of him perk right up. Her hair flowed long and loose around her shoulders. Flashes of a thin gold chain at her neck caught the light, and points of gold glinted at her ears. She looked stunning, and he had to remember to close his mouth before Paige noticed. She also looked irritated, a scowl darkening her pretty features. As she clicked across the wood floor in her sexy high heels, she met Paige's eyes and held up her hand. Don't say it. What? Paige asked, blinking in surprise. Don't say what? Noah straightened up and caught her eye, and was rewarded with a subtle little double take from her and an even more subtle smile. She was surprised to see him here. Surprised and a little pleased, he guessed. He hoped. Don't say I told you so, Kate said, tossing a tiny little purse down on the coffee table in front of the couch. She plopped down dramatically and closed her eyes. I swear I feel like I'm trapped in a bad romantic comedy. What happened? Paige asked sternly. You want the highlight reel or the whole miserable thing? Kate asked. The whole thing, of course, Paige said. She came out from behind the counter and went to the front door, glancing out at the street speculatively, before turning over the closed sign and pulling down the blind. She locked the door and lowered the rest of the blinds, leaving the place feeling like a cozy little den.
It's getting embarrassing, Kate said, her elbows on her knees and her face in her hands. It's like I'm cursed or something, I swear.
Paige took a seat beside Kate, and Noah decided it wouldn't look too weird if he ambled over and joined them. He went behind the couch and sat down on Kate's other side, careful not to sit too close. He didn't have to sit any closer. Just being in the same general area as Kate was enough to set his nerve endings on high alert. She smelled good, too, but not like the typical faint floral scent he'd come to associate with her. Tonight, she'd put on something spicier. Something that probably came in a weird-shaped bottle and cost more per ounce than gold. So I matched up with this guy called Peter. And, oh, wait, did I tell you about the other one? The one called Mark? You told me about Evan, the ADD guy with the crush on the karate chick, Paige said. Nicely summarizing that whole afternoon, Noah thought. You mean there's been two more since him? Well, no, Kate said. Not really. I matched up with Mark, and I talked to him on the phone, but it didn't get any farther than that. No chemistry? Kate snorted. I didn't get a chance to find out. He put his kids on the phone and told them to say hi to their new mommy, maybe. Oh, for the love of God, Paige said and closed her eyes. I know, said Kate with spirit. I know. When he got back on, I said it was incredibly inappropriate and a terrible thing to do to his kids. And he told me to calm down. He was just kidding. But then he started going on about how important it was that his kids like me, and he tried to put them on the phone again. While we were on the phone, he would text me pictures of them in tutus and pajamas and stuff, brushing their teeth, like reading bedtime stories. It was absolutely awful. I just wished him well and hung up. Quietly, in some secret place that he dare not show, Noah's mind did a little fist pump. Yes, one more jerk who wouldn't be taking her away from him. It wasn't fair of him to think like this, he knew, but he figured he could always admonish himself for it later. For right now, he just wanted to enjoy knowing that every date she went on was making him look better and better.
So what was the deal with Peter?
Noah heard himself asking, trying to keep his features neutral, but loving every minute of this. Okay, so this guy, she said, turning to look at him with rounded eyes. This guy was okay on the phone, no red flags. His profile said he was single, no kids, worked in insurance, you know, sounded like a decent guy. So we arranged to go to dinner, since my two lunch dates haven't exactly worked out.
Is this going to be a funny story, or...
No, couldn't help himself. A snorty little laugh escaped her again. He loved the way it made her chest jiggle, especially in that dress. So we're at the restaurant, that new one in Dunmore, and we're talking and things are okay, she said, bobbing her head as she related the story. And the food is delicious. I mean, it was really, really good. We should go sometime, she said to Paige, touching her leg. Anyway, I started to pick up on a vibe. You know what I mean? You just get this sense that the person you're with is bothered by something. He was bristling at something, but he wasn't saying anything. So I started to think about the last thing I'd said, or if I had food in my teeth or down my dress or something. I hate the bristle, Paige said. So what was it? He didn't like how you chewed? Well, after the plates were cleared, the waiter came by with the dessert menu, and I reached for it, but get this, the guy took it out of my hand and gave it back to the waiter. He said, I don't think she needs any more to eat, do you? Paige's mouth dropped open. I know, Kate said, slapping her hands down on her thighs. I just stared at him. I was dumbfounded. I tried to laugh it off to see if he was making a bad joke, but he was completely serious. He said he'd never seen a woman eat her whole dinner before, let alone want dessert. And he said it wasn't feminine. Was it bad to feel great about this? Noah asked himself. Yes, it definitely was. He said I was okay for now, but a little on the chubby side and really could benefit from some personal training. He said he didn't want anyone who would let herself go once she got married. He wanted a wife who knew how to take care of herself. Wow. Paige folded her arms across her chest. Just, wow.
You could have said, hey, I agree. Guys who can't keep their hair are just lazy. I want a husband who won't let himself go up top, Noah said helpfully.
Well, I kind of did, she said, looking at him and smiling. I mean, I was still kind of shocked and angry, but I kept it civil. And I said, everyone changes as they get older. Sometimes you can't do much about the body you're in, but that's why love is important. Stops you from being too superficial and stupid.
You're a badass, Kate. I love you so much, said Paige. Good for you.
And how did that go over? Noah asked. He'd known guys like this jerk who believed they had the right to tell women how thin or attractive they should be, without having to be the least bit attractive themselves, of course. Oh, it got way worse from there, Kate said. He started going on about how modern women were all lazy fat asses who only worked at being attractive long enough to trap a guy. He said he was also looking into mail-order brides from Russia and the Philippines because they knew how to be proper women. And is this paragon of manhood still alive? Paige asked, blinking. Noah looked behind Kate to catch Paige's eye and shook his head.
I didn't hear about any 911 calls tonight for homicide in Dunmore. I think we're good.
So at this point, I'm almost shaking. I'm so upset, Kate said. But I'm trying to keep it together, you know, trying to stay classy. I said I thought he had a pretty skewed idea of marriage if he thought having a good body was the key to it. So then he says he doesn't mind a little bit of meat on a girl like me, just so long as he can see I'm trying, going to the gym, watching what I eat, that sort of thing. Noah took advantage of this gift of an opportunity to look at Kate's body, running his eyes over her curves, lingering in his favorite places, because he definitely had favorite places, and decided she was pretty much perfect as far as he could see. She wasn't thin, she wasn't fat, she was just a woman. All woman. Holy hell, was she all woman. He doesn't want me getting any bigger, because he said, I get this, he actually reached out to where my arm was resting on the table and flicked at my skin, the fleshy part of my arm here. She held out her arm and demonstrated, flicking at the soft part under her forearm. He said, because you know this isn't attractive, right? Oh my God, Kate. Paige flopped back against the sofa, her eyes wide. Okay, now this was getting out of hand, Noah thought. Even as happy as he was that there wouldn't be a second date with this loser, he couldn't help but feel a protective surge of anger. If he could personally smack the stupid out of every guy who was out there giving the male sex a bad name, he would happily do it. And he'd start with this one. Paige sat forward, her eyes flashing. So what did you do? Did you throw water on him? Or better yet, wine? Wine leaves a stain. Kate leaned back against the couch cushion and put her hand on her stomach, blowing out air and floofing the tendrils of hair around her face. I called the waiter back and ordered dessert. Bad ass! Paige high-fived her. I would love to have seen a look on his face. Oh, it was good, Kate nodded. Totally worth this cheesecake baby I'm carrying right now. He was too embarrassed to just get up and leave, but he had some choice words for me, all right. I just kept forking the cheesecake in and moaning with pleasure. Uh-oh, Noah thought. This might get uncomfortable. He was wearing his tightest jeans. He tried to think of anything other than Kate sensually sliding a forkful of cheesecake past her lips and moaning. Nope, didn't work. He adjusted his position on the seat and tried to concentrate. So how did it end? Noah asked. Did he make you pay for your gluttony? She turned to him and smiled, and his jeans got so much tighter. I excused myself to go to the bathroom, just kept walking right out the door. He might still be there, for all I know. Maybe hoping I'm in there throwing up or something. Paige is right, Noah smiled. You are one badass lady. I hope this is your last date from this stupid sight, Paige said, trying to disguise a yawn and failing. I won't say it, don't worry, but I will say I hope you cancel your membership. It's crossed my mind, believe me, Kate said. There's one last thing I might try. It's an option for people who haven't done too well with their matches. It's like a blind date situation. They match you up with someone and set up a date for you, so you go in knowing absolutely nothing about each other. Oh, these ideas just keep getting better and better, Paige rolled her eyes. No, think about it. How is it any different from meeting someone in a coffee shop and going on a date? Kate protested. Besides, I've struck out every time I've tried to meet someone that I have something in common with. I don't think I could do much worse with a blind date. Can I share some wisdom from the EMS gods? Noah interjected. It can always get worse, and usually does. Kate shook her head. I refuse to believe that every single man in this county is either mentally unstable or a complete jerk, she said. I mean, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm sending out the wrong vibe or something. Maybe because I listen to them when they talk, and it gives them the wrong impression of me. Paige laughed and reached over to hug Kate. It's not you, hon, I promise. These guys are single for a reason. Yeah, but then you could say the same about me. Kate frowned. Stop it, Paige said. Noah, you're a guy. Talk some sense into her. Is there anything wrong with her? Noah started and glanced at Kate quickly. He hadn't expected this development. He wasn't an idiot. He knew exactly what he was supposed to say, but the trouble was, whatever he said would be truer than Paige could know. He laughed nervously. Of course not, he said. Come on, don't be ridiculous. See? Paige gestured towards her brother with her chin. Take it from a guy. It's not you. It's them. Kate squeezed Paige's hand, and to Noah's everlasting shock and delight, she squeezed his, too. You guys are so sweet, really. You want to stay over with me tonight? Paige asked, looking vaguely toward the stairs. Lizzie perked up, roused from cleaning her face with her paw. We can watch Pride and Prejudice and freeze frame on Mr. Darcy in the white shirt. Mr. Darcy? White shirt? Women would always be a complete mystery to Noah, even the one he'd shared a womb with. No thanks. I think I'll head back to the cabin. But don't let me keep you. I'll get going. No. Stay as long as you like, Paige said, rising from the couch. Noah can lock up. Where do you go? The keys are in the till. We'll talk about this blind date thing, I promise. I'm sorry. I'm just totally wrecked tonight. It's been a long day. Paige kissed Kate on the cheek and seemingly on impulse reached over and kissed Noah too. Good night, guys. They said goodnight and watched her move towards the stairs. A black blur streaked past them and up the stairs ahead of her, followed by the sedately elegant strides of Lizzie. They waited in a kind of suspended silence, listening to the creak of the floorboards overhead and the water running through the building's old pipes. After a few moments, the sounds dwindled away until the only thing they could hear was the faint sounds of Paige's TV. Darcy, whoever, and the white shirt, Noah thought. Kate could be up there right now, watching it with Paige, but she wasn't. She was here beside him, warm and beautiful and so close he could just nudge his hand slightly and take hers, which he did. Noah, she said, turning to him with large eyes, uncertainty clouding her face. Yes, he replied, drawing it out into an invitation. If I ask you something, will you give me a completely honest answer? Kate asked him, her serious expression mingled with real doubt. He realized with some chagrin that she wasn't going to climb on top of him again as much as he had secretly been hoping she would. Sure, he said, gently stroking her thumb with his. She tucked some hair behind her ear and sighed. I know you'd normally never say it unless I came out and asked, which is why I'm asking. Are you sure there isn't something about me that turns guys off? He lowered his chin to his chest and looked up at her. Katie May, be serious. I am being serious, she said. I don't mean do I have horrible breath and no one has told me. I mean, she paused, searching for the right words. I haven't exactly had the greatest luck with men. Ever. The few relationships I've had have been pretty terrible. And so I don't know, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I'm sending out the wrong message or, I don't know, something. She ended miserably, letting her other hand flop into her lap. Noah let go of her hand and stretched his arm along the back of the couch behind her, settling himself more comfortably so he was almost facing her. She did the same and propped her head on her bent arm as she waited for his answer. Look, you know what Paige and I have said all along about meeting guys from this site, he began. But when she closed her eyes in a clear gesture of impatience, he amended, okay, fine. Let's see, what do you talk about when you first meet? The normal stuff, she shrugged. Not like a job interview or anything. So far, they've started out like normal dates. Okay, he said, what's a normal date? She looked more uncertain than ever, but then smiled and it lit up more than just the room. Well, you've actually been there for two of them, so you tell me. He smiled back, and with his arm along the back of the couch, he was able to touch her elbow, the strands of silky hair falling over her shoulders. So you sit down and start asking questions about each other, he said, gently prompting her. Yes, she nodded, then frowned. Well, sort of. Usually I start by asking the guy about himself. Noah nodded slowly. Okay, since you already know what he does and stuff like that, what do you ask him about specifically? She thought about it a moment. Well, I usually start with something like, so tell me about yourself, or something like that. She actually blushed a little, and he reached to brush her cheek with his finger, as if he could feel the delicate pink. Okay, he said, trailing off. And then what does the guy ask you? She looked over his shoulder into the distance, her eyes moving as she thought about it. She frowned again. You know, I don't think anyone's asked me about myself. Like you said, they know what I do and things like that. So you just let him talk about himself. Is that the way it goes? He asked. I guess. She lifted her shoulder a little. But isn't that what you're supposed to do? Ask about the other person? Well, yeah, but it's a two-way street, he said, and laughed a little. He should be as interested in you as you are in him. More so, he added, and thought about that dickwad with the texting. Like that guy the other day at Carlino's. No guy on any kind of date should be more interested in his phone than the woman sitting across from him. Period. Well, he clearly wasn't really single, if you know what I mean, she said. Most guys aren't that bad. They do ask me about myself. They do actually look at my face while I'm talking. And what do you say? He asked, gentling his voice. He didn't want to make it seem like he was interrogating her or implying that she was doing anything wrong with these idiots. When they ask about you, what do you say? She sighed. I don't know what to say sometimes, she said. I don't want to be all flirty and superficial, you know, and talk about my favorite TV shows or whatever. And I don't want to talk about my failed relationships. No one wants to hear about that, especially on a first date. And I don't want to talk about the future I see for myself because, well, I just met the guy. Even if he does come from a marriage site, it feels like jumping the gun too much to start talking about marriage and kids. So what do you say? He asked again, feeling a pang of affection and sympathy for her. Even on a date with guys supposedly looking for marriage, she still couldn't open up and be herself. I talk about Zuzu's petals, she said, smiling a little self-consciously. I talk about my business and what I want to do with it. Talk about the greenhouse and Luna a bit. I don't know. I just talk. So you mention growing flowers and your 80-year-old friend, he teased gently, and yet they don't seem interested. Instead of a laugh, or at least a little smile, he was alarmed to see her expression fall and her eyes spark with pain. So I am scaring him off, she said, looking stricken. Oh, great job, Kincaid. He moved to sit closer to her so he could put his arms around her more comfortably. No, that's not what I meant, he said. Except it was exactly what he had meant. He just hadn't meant it as a disparagement of her or her life. He was thinking of the prized specimens he'd witnessed already and knew they weren't the kind of men to appreciate what a sweet and sensitive woman she was. I just mean these guys are probably looking for signs of, you know, other kinds of interest from you. They may say they're looking to settle down and get married, but I guarantee you every guy wants a sexy wife. And running a flower business isn't sexy, she said miserably, dropping her head onto his shoulder. He kissed her forehead. I think it is. I think everything you do is sexy. You're so sweet, she said, her voice muffled a little as she nestled against his neck. His body began to tingle, and he definitely wished he'd worn different pants. She fit against him so perfectly, and when he lowered his arm from along the back of the couch, he was able to pull her closer to him, snuggling her in and resting his hand against the top of her hip. She was warm and soft and so easy to caress, and in their intimate position, even easier to kiss. He leaned down and nuzzled her neck, softly, sweetly, breathing in her scent and savoring the warmth of her skin beneath his lips. Noah, she said quietly, and it sounded like a request. A request for what was the question? To keep going, he hoped. He moved his lips down to her cheek, then to the corner of her mouth, temptingly, teasingly, brushing feathery kisses against her skin. She angled her head that little bit, and he took it as an invitation, letting his lips wander down to her jaw and along to her ear. Noah, she whispered, more plaintively this time. We can't do this here, come on. She drew the blinds, no one can see, he murmured, kissing that soft little spot where her jaw met the column of her neck. It's not just that, she said. Paige is right upstairs. Come on. We can't make out on her couch, especially not in her place of business. I won't tell if you won't, he said, nuzzling her neck, his hands roaming up the side of her body, feeling the curves and the lines and the soft flesh beneath her clingy dress. Kate laughed and then silenced herself, glancing towards the staircase with alarm. She lowered her voice to a whisper. Sometimes I really wish I was more like you, she said, able to have sex anywhere with anyone and not care about either. He paused and lifted his lips away from her skin. He found her eyes, found the merriment in them and the gentle teasing, and knew that she hadn't meant to wound him the way she had. Something changed in her eyes then, and she sobered a little. That didn't come out right, she said. I'm sorry. Is that how you think of me? Really? God, he almost didn't want her to answer. No, not really, she said doubtfully, and his heart sank when he could see how hard she was trying to soften the edges of this sharp truth. I just mean, well, this is who you are, right now, at least, and at this stage of your life, what with going away and everything, and it's okay. she added quickly, chasing his eyes as he looked away from her and down at his lap. Really, I knew from the start this was just a she searched for the word, a no-strings thing. I know it doesn't really mean anything serious to you, it's just a bit of fun, and I'm okay with that. Except that her eyes, and the faint wobble in her voice, told him she wasn't. He looked at her for a long moment, feeling a tightness in his throat. She was trying so hard to be lighthearted, he realized. She was smiling at him, brushing it off, making light of this complicated situation they found themselves in. And she was doing it for his sake. She was trying to make up for the bluntness of what she'd said, the inadvertent insult she'd casually laid on him that had been made all the worse by the fact that she hadn't even thought it was insulting. This is who you are. Her words echoed in his head as he looked at her, watching her large dark eyes, gently pleading with him. She took his hand in his and held it firmly, squeezing it gently. I didn't think it would bother you, she said again. It's just the truth, right? But I'm sorry if it landed wrong. Really, no, I'm sorry. He smiled at her, half-heartedly. Full-heartedly, actually, but what his heart was full of right that moment was a confusing swirl of different thoughts and feelings, none of which he particularly wanted her to see. You're right about one thing, he said, aiming for mild joviality to lighten the mood. This is my sister's place. It would feel deeply weird to make out here. She has cameras down here, too, Kate said. Noah blanched. He could feel the blood draining from his face, and he knew he must look terrified by the sudden burst of laughter from Kate. I'm just kidding, she said. She turns them off at night. I happen to know. Callum keeps telling her to improve her overnight security, but she doesn't want to get all paranoid, she says. Phew, he said, with playfully exaggerated relief. You scared the horny right out of me there, Malone. It wasn't true, he thought, enjoying the sight of her laughing and trying to cover her mouth to silence herself. He couldn't imagine a time when he wouldn't want her. Even now, even here. But then again, a lot of untrue things had been said here tonight. We should go, Kate said in a hushed voice. She's gonna get suspicious if we're down here together too long. And with a twinge, he remembered Paige's admonition to him right before their party. Leave Kate alone. She doesn't need a guy like you in her life. Even Paige thought he was some kind of womanizer, breaking hearts and crushing dreams. Even his own sister didn't want him anywhere near her best friend. No wonder Kate thought he was a player, if even his sister did, deep down. You want to ride home? He asked, and then wished he could take it back. He didn't want to make it sound like he was hoping to continue the makeout session back at the cabin. Because the moment was truly lost. He could feel it. There would be no more making out tonight, no matter where they were. She shook her head. No, I've got my car, but thanks. Okay, he said. I'll walk up here. They both stood, and Noah felt the ache across the back of his shoulders that he'd been feeling for days now. He felt an ache somewhere else, too, but at least that sensation would go away soon enough. Kate paused for a moment, and then put her hand on his chest. She rose up on her heels and kissed him. One slow, sweet, delicious little kiss, and then she was back down again, smiling up at him. Good night, Kincaid. He lowered his head and kissed her back. One slow, sweet, delicious little kiss of his own. Good night, Mom.